Words be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days, and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. Before the Mass, I was looking for the song in our new hymn book, "You Satisfy the Hungry Heart." I'm not sure it's there. If you're able to find it, let me know. You know, have you heard of the word kwashiorkor? I don't know how you pronounce it, kwashiorkor. Kwashiorkor is the most bizarre form of malnutrition you can think of. Kwashiorkor. Swollen head, tiny neck, big stomach. It's terrible. From hunger. That's on the physical. When you do not eat, when you are malnourished. There's also the malnourishment that can happen to the soul. When God is absent. When the soul is deprived of God. In the first reading, we hear, "On this mountain, the Lord will provide for all peoples rich food and choicest wines." The opening song says, "Come to the feast, come to the table of plenty, the table where he feeds our soul." In the gospel, he went first to cure the ailment of the soul. He cured the ailment of the soul by giving them the spiritual healing, curing the lame, those who could not walk, those who were deformed. He cured them of these diseases and gave them food. And he satisfied their hunger. Because when you are physically challenged, you are emotionally challenged as well. It's a battle of both. So a balance of both the physical and the spiritual is what the Lord is asking us to strive for. A balance of both the physical and the spiritual. May the Lord continue to satisfy the hunger that we feel. Physical hunger. Spiritual hunger. Today we celebrate St. Francis Xavier, very passionate to spread the word. He was sent to India, Sri Lanka, China by St. Ignatius, one of the founding members of the Jesuits. It was tough for him to get into China, But he did his best to convert soul, to satisfy the hunger. Like St. Augustine described, our hearts are restless until they rest in God. At 46, he gave his life preaching the word. Let us pray that we may continue to nourish our hunger with the divine word and with the divine sacrament. Amen.